Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Book of Science and Antiquities, a novel by Thomas Keneally, read by Paul Haley.
Finding Learned. At the time of the discovery of the astonishingly ancient learned man, some decades back, my friend Peter Jorgensen, a scientist from Melbourne, was testing dried lake basins and their sediments for records of ancient rainfall oscillations. In modern times, this area is marginal country in terms of rainfall, and the learned lakes are dry these days. They're not lakes in the European sense, not lakes that assert their lakeness by brimming and thus accommodating the eye. However, the lakes did hold water in the day of learned man, and accommodated his eye. Ironically, 20th century heavy rain had kept Jorgensen bound to the homestead of the old Lake Learned station on that historic day of his discovery. When the rain did stop, and a brightening landscape and a firmer surface presented itself, Jorgensen set off on a motorcycle to investigate the sediments of the long lunette or semicircle of sand dunes and hills which marked the former eastern shore of the lake. After he abandoned the motorcycle and trudged up the hill, he walked over layers of the past, as exposed by millennia of winds and rain. He ascended from the 80,000-year-old sediment.